Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Temura, and we are up to Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Vlad Toda Utmurasa, the Vlad of a Karban Toda and the Temura of a Karban Toda, Vladan Atzofa Olam, and the grandbabies until however many generations, Harei Elukitoda, they all have the din of a Karban Toda, V'ulbavache Nutunum Lechem, they just don't need the Lachme Toda to go along with them. Temuras Ola, Uvlad Temura, the Temura of a Karban Ola, and the Vlad of the Temura, Vladan Atzofa Olam, and the offspring of the offspring through all the generations. Harei Eluka Ola, it has a din of an Ola, Utun Hefshet Venitoch Vichalishim, and it has the same requirement of skinning it and cutting it to pieces and burning everything on the Mizbeach. Mishnah Gimel, Hamafresh Nekevel Yola, if someone brings designates a female animal as a Karban Ola, the Yolda Zachar, and it gives birth to a male animal, so Yira Achistaev, that male animal grazes until it gets a mum via macher, and then you sell it via bidam of ola, and use that money to bring a carbon ola. An ola can only be a male, but over here you had been maktish the mother, so the mother wasn't ready to be brought on the mizbeach. So even though it had a male offspring, so you would think, oh, so good, so it's kedushas ola on a male. Still, since it came from a mother which could not be brought on the mizbeach, it too cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Rav Elazar omer hu atzmo yikrav ola. Rav Elazar disagrees, says that the baby can be brought on the Mizbech. Hamafresh Nekeva li Asham. If a person designates a Nekeva for a carbon Asham, which you can't do, it's supposed to be a male. Tera Achetistoiv, let it graze until it develops a mum, vitimacher, viavi bedameha Asham. So then you sell it once it develops a mum and use the money to buy a carbon Asham. Imkarav Asham, if the owner's carbon Asham had already been brought by the time the animal got its mum and you were able to sell it, so you don't need a carbon Asham anymore, then you then use that money for a nedava, for korbanos nedava. Rabbi Shimon Omer, timacher shelo b'mum, that if someone decides to make a female animal an asham, so you don't have to wait till it develops a mum. You could just sell it because it was never destined for the mizbeach anyway. Okay, Temuras Asham Vlad Temurasa, the Temura of an Asham and the offspring of the Temura, Vladan Vlad Vladan Atzofa Olam, and all of its offspring, Yiruachi Yista'avu. You can't bring it as a carbon, you have to let it graze till it gets a mum, via machra, and you sell it via pludimei l'nedava, and use the money for nedavas, for carbonos nedava. Rav Elazar Omer, Yamusu, that you just left them die, you let them die, you don't have to let them graze till they develop a mum. Rav Elazar Omer, and Rabbi El Ozar says, Yafi bidmei and olos. You leave them graze till they develop a mum. You sell them, and you then bring carbonos ola with the money, and you don't use it for olos hatzibur. You could just do whatever you want in terms of your own olos nedava that you could do with that money. Asham shemesu bailav v'shekipru bailav. Of carbon asham whose bailam died or whose bailam already got a kapara with a different animal, yira achistayv, let it graze until it develops a mum v'yimacher, and then sell it v'yipludam l'v nedava, and the money will go for nedava for the carbon tzibur whenever the mizbeach needs it. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yamusu, that you leave him to die. Rabbi El Ozar Omer Yavi B'demein Olos, that you use the money to bring your own personal Olos Nedava. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, we had said that the Vlad of a Karban Toda and its Temura and all the offspring through all the generations has a din of a Karban Toda, except that you don't bring the 40 Lachmei Toda with it. We then said that the Temura of an Ola and the Vlad of the Temura and all the generations has a din of an Ola, and therefore you need to skin it and cut it to pieces and burn it entirely on the Mizbeach. We then said in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, that if you're mafresh a nekeva for an ola, even if it has a male offspring, you let it graze till it develops a mum, you sell it and use the money for an ola. Whereas Rav Elazar says that no, you could use the offspring itself as a carbon ola. If a person is mafresh a nekeva for an asham, you let it graze and you sell it and after it has a mum, and use the money for an asham, and if you already brought a carbon asham from it, so then the money is used for an nedavos hatzibur. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says you could sell it without a mum, a temura of an asham and a vlad temura of an asham, and throughout all the generations you let it graze until it develops a mum and you sell it, you use the money for nedava. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says you let it die, And Rabbi Lazar says you use it for Karbanos Olas Nedava, personal Karbanos Olas Nedava. An Asham that whose Bailim dies, or his Bailim got a Kapara already, you let it graze until it develops, again three way Machlokas, you let it graze until it develops a Mum, and sell it and use the money for Nedava, according to Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer says just let it die, and Rabbi El-Ozer says you bring Olas Yachid as a Nedava with it. Okay, B'Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalit.